So welcome to this meditation. Choosing a suitable meditation position. You might like to try sitting up sometimes. So if you are comfortable, you can sit up with something underneath the buttocks, like a pillow or a cushion. Or if you prefer, just taking your time to lie down in your comfortable, supported lying down position. Again, maybe a pillow underneath the knees or even a pillow behind your head. Somewhere that you're really comfortable. Somewhere that you can take some precious time for yourself to enjoy a little bit of downtime. So being on the ground, whether you choose to sit upright or lie on the side or lying on your back. And letting the outward movement of your body, once you've found a position to drop into, to come home to yourself. In these moments, taking some internal attention to soft eyes, soften your ears, soften your attention and be sensitive. Be sensitive to the living environment that you're currently living in. Even though the eyes might be closed, you know, you can sense the light behind it or the sounds of my voice and other sounds or the weight of the body or the pulsing and things of what's in your awareness right now and the flow of awareness. I'm not trying to work anything out, no need to judge what's coming up ideally, but just allowing some space to be observed and to be felt. To be recognized here and now, moment to moment. Feeling any spaces in your body that are demanding attention. So does your attention naturally gravitate to anything out of balance? Or is it more a general sense of well-being in your body today? Where just little signals are being emanated from your body, or are there demanding signals from your body? I'm taking some moments to feel your body, whatever signals are coming up. And is your mind very wandery? Is it sort of not really in your body, but more thinking about the things of the day or the week or the year or scenarios or situations or problems? Noticing how the mind can take you out of your body. And that's not a problem, because sometimes you just need to think about things. And just recognize that you're thinking when thinking really comes to the forefront occasionally. Making a space to be with your feeling. So what feeling is here in yourself? Asking the question, what am I feeling? And accepting that that feeling is here, or multiple feelings. Doing your best to accept yourself in these moments as you listen, inviting the instructions into yourself if you feel to. And taking some moments to feel your breathing, because you are breathing as you listen. And if you can, start to breathe. In for a count of four, longer breath in for four. Hold the breath for four. And breathe out for four. And then just wait for your breathing to start again. When it's time to breathe in for four. Holding the breath for four. And breathing out for four. Regulating your breathing in fours. And going on your own counting. Not making the count too long or too short that you're struggling to do the breathing. Breathing should be always fairly relaxed. Should be have some tension in it, that's for sure. But not so it's a struggle. If you can, when you breathe out for four, leaving the breath out of your body for four, and then starting the in cycle of four again. So in for four, hold for four, breathing out for four, and leaving the breath out the body for four. And then letting your breathing come back into its normal rhythm and rhyme, allowing any holding or decision making of breathing to subside or continue on if it feels right to do so. And with the eyes closed, can you feel the contact of yourself against the mat, the meeting the physical sensations of yourself and the surface that you're lying on? When it's a warm or cool surface, comfortable or uncomfortable, feeling the multiple different places of contact. The earth, the ground, your mat. And really, if you can, allowing the mat to take you for these moments. So you don't need to force your body to be in a certain posture. Taking the time to let go into the ground. And as you breathe in, again being aware of breathing in, and as you breathe out, just mentally just saying let go, letting go. In on the in-breath, and as you breathe out, letting go into the ground underneath you. Tune into your breathing, your natural breath, wherever you feel your breathing. And you'll find that sometimes you're aware of your breathing and other times you're not aware of your breathing. Your attention wanders away to other things. Not a problem. Just each time when you recognize that you're not in touch with your breathing, gently return and establish contact. Not forcing the out-breath, not forcing the in-breath. Allowing the ebb and flow of your breathing to come in and out of the body in its own way, but feeling your breathing and body here, practicing together. In with the in-breath and letting go of trying to change anything. Just accepting whatever comes along in these moments is meant to be here and letting go of it and being present to the next in-breath and letting go on the out-breath. Once more, would you let the breathing move away as your focus of your attention? And see if you can just bring your attention to a general body scan now, bringing your attention to the sensations that are bubbling up in your body and could be clothing sensations, a touch of clothing, or a pulse in the neck, or a sensation in the belly, some sensations in the shoulders, or feeling the living body. Is the back body more coming through to you, or to one side or one particular location? Not trying to make the sensation, just being alive to your sensations, physical sensations of movements, vibrations, tension, temperature. And bring again your attention to a sense of the body as a whole, feeling your body completely, feeling yourself completely, accepting your thinking, what you're thinking about, if you're thinking things now, or your feelings or the body sensations. And then if you can get a sense of the physical space now between yourself and the ceiling, the space between your body and the ceiling above you. Or if you're outside, the clouds or the sky above you. And again, sense or imagine the space between your crown and the head, crown of your head and the far end of the room. Just sensing the space between your head and the back wall, remembering. The space, the physical space between your feet and the front of the room. Feeling or remembering the space to the right of the body, the wall or window or objects to the right of you. And the physical space to the left of the body as well. Feeling the physical, imagining, feeling the space to the left of the body, because there is space. And really feeling the space right around you, so the envelope, your skin, the barrier between yourself and the space around you. Seeing if you can be aware of your body space, so the space that your body occupies, the physical space that your body takes up. And also sensing the outside of the body as well, so simultaneously aware of body. And then dropping your attention outside your body, feeling around the body, how big that space is around the body, vast. Bringing your attention to the sensations outside the body and the sensations of your body simultaneously. And the bridge between the outside and the inside is your breathing, the air. No need to pull the air in or push it out. Just feeling your breath, aware of your body and aware of the space around you, and you breathing that space. You're breathing out into that space and then you're breathing that space back in. Taking these times for yourself to be aware of yourself in the room and your breathing, your natural breathing. And sometimes natural breathing can be, it might be an anxious breath, several. Maybe you're feeling quite anxious just generally, and you feel the anxious breathing pattern that accompanies that feeling tone. Or if you're in a relaxed feeling tone, your breathing will have a different quality. Or if you start thinking about certain things, your breath often changes in response to the weight or lightness of that thought. So using your breath as a place, a home base to come to, doesn't matter if your breath is tight or short or shallow. Feeling the living body and yourself breathing now. Accepting what comes along. And being aware of what comes along. How we move towards comfortable and we generally move away from uncomfortable, but sitting in the center or lying in the center in your room, focusing on your breathing, See if you can be aware of the beginning and the end of each breath and the spaces in between breathing. You have all the time in the world to make usually what is unconscious, our breathing, to become a conscious act, not necessarily changing your breathing. Just resting back into all the time in the world to feel breathing and body and space around. Each breath new. Not thinking breathing, not visualizing breathing, feeling the breath in the body coming in, turning around, swinging back out. Bring a quality of patience to yourself. Letting go of trying and simply opening to the moment as it displays itself. And start to take some deeper breaths now, some more fuller breaths. Doing a general scan of yourself, feeling if there's a little bit more lightness to your being, a little bit more comfortable sensations perhaps permeating. Acknowledging that you've taken some time to reconnect to yourself, to be awake and to rejuvenate your body by creating some moments of quieter moments. Reducing the stress load. And I thank you for your practice today in the meditation. Namaste. See you next time.